Well, hello. It has been quite a while since I have done an audio boo of any length. In fact, I tried to do one earlier and I realized that I had not yet downloaded audio boo on my phone, or rather, I had one of the audio boos that, it was like audio boo 2 and then it's audio boo 1, and I don't even know how all this stuff works anymore, but I just know that I got a little message that said that I needed to go to the App Store and download the proper version of Audio Boo. And there is the Lester dog. Hello, Lester dog.
Hello, puppy.
So, this is just going to be kind of a rambly type boo, I guess. I don't necessarily have a topic of which to speak. That has never stopped me before, and thus here I am. So, books. Books are always a good topic. I don't know how many of you know this, but if you follow me on Twitter, which most of you do, I am part of a blog called The Book Pushers, and The Book Pushers is a blog of made up of, I believe there's six of us, and somehow I got invited to be a book pusher, which is really nice. And that happened last year. I've written reviews and a couple of like kind of opinion type pieces, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been fun because I didn't necessarily think I had a blogging voice. I have always enjoyed writing, but I didn't necessarily think that I could write in such a way that maybe others might find it fascinating, and or enjoyable. And so this has kind of proved that I can, and it's just fun to kind of develop that voice and to see what goes into the everyday running of a book blog. The Book Pushers blog averages, there's at least two or three posts that go out a day. I do not write every single post that is on that blog. I have a, I don't even remember the program that I use. I believe it's Twitter feed that whenever something is posted to the blog, then it's on my feed, no matter who posts it. So I really don't read 20, 30 books a week, really. This is a combined effort from all of the book pusher ladies. And I must say that there are some very prolific readers in that group. So it's a lot of fun. Last night, I finished reading a book called The Innocent by Shiloh Walker. And it's a romantic suspense. It has to do with psychics and the FBI and all of my favorite reading tropes, like small southern towns dealing with corruption and, kind of a gothic setting of something wicked happening in the town and the whole town being corrupted. And it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the book, and it's going to be one that I will be reviewing on the blog for next week. Let's see, what else can I share with you, lovely people? At 11:30 at night, isn't this exciting? So, spring is springing, and it's really great because I typically have a difficult time in the winter, and so now I'm starting to feel like I'm getting recharged and being rejuvenated and just feeling more like my energetic self, which made me actually want to make an audio boo tonight. So there you go. Other than that, there hasn't necessarily been a whole lot that's been going on with me. I mean, I stay busy with the Washington Council of the Blind stuff, and we recently did the Braille Challenge along with the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. I was the coordinator of the Puget Sound Area Braille Challenge. So it was our first one, and sometimes you have an idea of how these things are supposed to go, and sometimes they don't necessarily go the way that you imagine that it would. Sometimes it's typically a little more difficult than you think that it's going to be, or you don't necessarily anticipate everything that could possibly happen. But it was really, really good, and I know all the things that I would do differently next year, of which there are many. And there's nothing more exciting to me than seeing blind children excited about Braille. And there's probably going to be a part two because I'm rambly.